Mary Lou Brockett Devine. Crabs. The only thing I know is they can crawl, swim, and bite like hell. Chas Howard in Beautiful Swimmers. And this, then, is the wonder of evolution. Crabs cannot fly. Imagine them with their 5 pairs of legs, 8 for walking, 2 adapted into claws, hovering over your family picnic, piercing the skin of your hot dog as you duck their armored dives or working in flocks to carry off a roasted chicken or your tabby cat. What kind of collar would dogs wear to repel these bugs with shells so thick it takes a hammer to crack their claws, a hatchet to hack them in half to bait a blackfish hook? Calico crabs, kelp crabs, and king crabs with claws that can reach to pinch flesh no matter where you hold them. Box crabs, rock crabs, and spider crabs so wiry they could land on your head and wrap their long legs around your chin, their wild wings keeping tension on your jaw as the claws try to rip off something soft. What hope for the songbirds, crabs in the branches plucking featherless chicks from the nest like oysters on the half shell. Crabs lifting lids, picking scraps from the trash cans, clinging to power lines, scavenging roadkill, clacking up the sides of brick buildings, the tips of their sharp toes scraping at your screens on August nights. Red crabs, green crabs, blue crabs, so bright children will think them beautiful the way they think flames or flowers until they reach plump fingers to the stove. Crabs from every ocean, eyes adapted to bright light as they learn to live like their cousins, the land crabs, dry with only shallow puddles to drink from, then migrating inland, burying themselves in damp ground to rest, waiting to spring up and grab anything, bare toes, dog's paw, that puts pressure on their underground beds. Baby crabs hatching from jellied eggs, scuttling across sidewalks, scurrying through parking lots into backyards and cellars where they squeeze out of that first shed shell, spread their newfound wings, and fly. So tonight, as you tuck the sheet beneath your chin, give thanks that the winged things that draw blood tend to be small enough to crush, that the winged things with claws tend to eat seed, and that the crabs still cling to the rocks beneath the water as they wave their stiff claws above their heads, drawing circles around the dim and distant stars.